Tomorrow, Massachusetts residents will have their last chance to weigh in on a controversial immigration program. It's called Secure Communities. It involves cities and towns sharing their arrest information with federal immigration officials. Some communities in other parts of the country are backing out or enforcing just part of the program. And as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez reports, immigrant advocates here hope that may lead Massachusetts officials to rethink their plan to join.
So let's first look at Illinois. That state signed up for Secure Communities in 2009.
Illinois is very interested in removing people convicted of serious crimes that are also in the country illegally.
Bree Callahan is the spokeswoman for Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois. Here's how the program works there. When the state police arrest someone, the suspect's fingerprints automatically go to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. If the prints match immigrants in the ICE database, immigration officials can ask the local law enforcement agency to hold them for deportation. The feds say the program focuses on the most dangerous and violent offenders. Callahan says that's why the state signed up, but soon they became disillusioned.
We felt that this was a program that was going to make our community safer. However, when we have people who are being removed for committing minor crimes or not having been convicted of any crime, we didn't ultimately feel, A, that that was abiding by the terms of the contract, and B, that that was a program that would make our community safer.
So Illinois sent a letter last week terminating its agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That sent shockwaves around the country. They weren't the first community to challenge the policy, but this was definitely the boldest move.
Local law enforcement should not be in the immigration business. That should be the Fed's job.
In San Francisco, Sheriff Michael Hennessy is also concerned that Secure Communities casts too wide a net.
You don't want your local community, your minority communities particularly, afraid to talk to the police, afraid to be witnesses, afraid to come forward as victims of crime, if they feel that the local police is an arm of immigration.
So Sheriff Hennessy issued a new policy last week,
where we will not honor ICE detainers for minor matters, for misdemeanors or infractions.
The pushback in San Francisco and Illinois encourages opponents of the program in Massachusetts. So far, the program is only operating in Boston, and the numbers show that more than half of the people deported weren't convicted of any crime. Carol Rose heads the Boston branch of the ACLU. She says local lawmakers are beginning to understand how the program works.
There's a lot of downside to the program that people didn't anticipate, and there's simply no rush. We would ask that we have a moratorium until we have a better chance to see how this program is operating and has been operating. There's simply no reason to rush into a decision.
Except that the federal government says it's mandatory in all states by 2013. Patrick says it will happen in Massachusetts, but that's after he took fire during his election for not signing up. After the election, however, he said the state would join early this year because it's required. And that didn't happen. Instead, his administration set up a series of town hall meetings to hear concerns before implementing the program. The last hearing is tomorrow in Brockton. Supporters of Secure Communities say the governor is stalling.
The governor really has been taking too long to come to a decision on this and gives the impression that he doesn't want to go forward.
Jessica Vaughn lives in Massachusetts and works as an analyst for a D.C. think tank that favors stricter immigration enforcement.
That is truly unfortunate, not only for the people who want to see our immigration laws enforced, but for the people who have to live in the communities with the people who are committing the crimes.
State officials say they are watching the developments around the country, but for now, they still plan to implement the program sometime after the summer. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonez.